American Language Course, Tape 1207B. Listen to the following reading. Most people like to read newspapers. There is a lot of information in every newspaper. Different people like different sections of the paper. Some people read the sports section first. Others always look at the headlines first. I'm reading the paper now. I'm looking at the first page. I always read the front page first. The front page has the most important news. I don't have enough time to read every page. There are a lot of pages in most newspapers. Now, let's listen to it again and repeat it. Most people like to read newspapers. There is a lot of information in every newspaper. Different people like different sections of the paper. Some people read the sports section first. Others always look at the headlines first. I'm reading the paper now. I'm looking at the first page. I always read the front page first. The front page has the most important news. I don't have enough time to read every page. There are a lot of pages in most newspapers.
Listen and repeat this vocabulary practice. Headlines. Each newspaper article begins with a headline. The headlines today are very interesting. We like to read the big black headlines. Date. It's a date. She had a date with my brother. I have a date with Mary Jones, too. We made a date to go to the theater. Sounds like. That sounds like fun. What does it sound like? It sounds like good music. Listen and repeat these questions and answers.
Do a lot of people read the newspapers?
Of course. Most people like to read them.
Is there much information in the papers?
Yes. There's a lot of information there.
Does everybody read the same sections?
No, different people like different pages.
What do we usually read first?
Some people read the sports section first. Others always look at the headlines first.
What are you doing now?
I'm reading the paper now. I'm reading the want ads.
Do you always read the sports section first?
Yes, I always do. Then I read the front page. It has the most important news.
What is your friend doing?
She's reading the want ads. She wants to buy a car.
Listen and repeat these sentences. Notice the tense of the verbs.
What do you think about it?
I think she may go with me.
John said he couldn't go with us.
Robert says he can go for 2 hours.
This morning I thought it might rain.
Now I don't think it will.
Alice said she wouldn't be at home today.
I know she will be.
Did Henry say he would do the work?
Yes, but now he says he won't. Listen to the following conversation between two people.
Hello, is this Jean?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is Tom Gordon.
Oh, hi, Tom. How have you been?
Just fine. Look, Jean, I called to see if you're busy Saturday night.
Let's see. No, I have nothing planned.
Well, I thought we might go to a movie.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
Could you be ready about 7:30?
I think so.
Okay, I'll pick you up about then.
Fine, it's a date.
Goodbye.
So long, Tom, and thanks for asking me.
Now, let's read it again and repeat it. Hello, is this Jean?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is Tom Gordon.
Oh, hi, Tom. How have you been?
Just fine. Look, Jean, I called to see if you're busy Saturday night.
Let's see. No, I have nothing planned.
Well, I thought we might go to a movie.
That sounds like fun.
Could you be ready about 7:30?
I think so.
Okay, I'll pick you up about then.
Fine. It's a date.
Goodbye.
So long, Tom. And thanks for asking me.
Notice the following commands, polite expressions, and invitations. Listen and repeat.
Come in and be seated. Do not open your books yet. Take pencil and paper and listen carefully. Please write your name and number at the top of the paper. Please do not erase anything. Now let's begin the test. Shall I start the tape? Would you please start the tape? Let's not talk, students. Let's try to do our best. Would you please stop talking and listen? Would you like to have a break now? Would you like to have coffee with me? Do you take cream and sugar? Would you like some cake? Alice, would you like to eat dinner with me? We could go to the main cafeteria for lunch. Let me buy you a Coke, Mary. Robert, would you like one too? Yes, I would. But I'll pay for yours instead. Would you like to come over to my house for supper? We could watch TV later.
Answer the following questions affirmatively. Then repeat the correct response. Example.
Did Mary study the lesson last night?
Yes, she studied it.
Yes, she studied it.
Yes, she studied it.
Did you read the comic section? Yes, I read it. Did John turn off the light? Yes, he turned it off. Did Robert say he might come later? Yes, he said he might. Did you see the article about schools? Yes, we saw it. Did you look at the want ads? Yes, we looked at them. Did the students change their minds? Yes, they changed their minds. Did Alice understand the lesson? Yes, she understood it. Did the visitors come by plane? Yes, they came by plane. Did it begin to rain at 9 o'clock? Yes, it began to at 9 o'clock. Did you go to New York by train? Yes, I went by train. Did he ride to work in a bus? Yes, he rode in a bus. Did Mary understand the lesson? Yes, she understood it. Did you bring the tape today? Yes, I brought it.
Change the following statements to the negative. Then, repeat the correct response. Example.
Mary studied the lesson last night.
She didn't study it.
She didn't study it.
She didn't study it. John left the party early. He didn't leave the party early. We met Mary there. We didn't meet her there. We got an answer to our letter. We didn't get an answer to it. The watch ran a long time. It didn't run long. The man got on the bus at the corner. He didn't get on it at the corner. This is the end of tape 1207B.